Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good! He kissed it in!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
I don't lie to y'all. I still don't, man.
I know you don't.
Dame don't want to be a player no more.
You're
at least not here.
Oh, you're going back to the damn grind thing again.
However, I don't want to make this show all doom and gloom today. I want to make sure that we take time to acknowledge the greatness of one Damian Lillard. For those of us who have been Blazer fans for longer than 10 years or so, there was a guy that played here just before Damian Lillard took over. His name was Brandon Roy. And the natural is what they called him because everything he did looked so easy.
So smooth.
Dribble between the legs, but the backwards between the legs, step back jumper.
He could create space.
He could do everything
no other for a jump shot.
Get to the rim, go up with the right, finish with the left. Best two hand finisher in the league at that point. He could really do everything. There was a point that Kobe was saying, he's the best guard, in the league. There was a point that Ron Artest said that he was the best player in the league because he put a bunch of buckets. I want to say he put 50 on his head, at that point. When Brandon Roy got hurt, I think he took the wind out of all the Trailblazers' sails because we knew that was our guy. There was three guards in the NBA at that point that everybody knew were the best. You know who they were at that point, Jordan?
Kobe was one.
Kobe was one.
That's a little too far past AI, so shoot. Give me the third.
Same number, though, as AI.
Oh, so number three. Now you gotta refresh my memory.
So Kobe,
D-Roy, Kobe, and...
D-Wade.
D-Wade, thank you.
Kobe.
D-Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Were the three guards that everybody kind of coveted as the best three, in the NBA. And we had one of those guys. And then he got hurt. And it seemed like all was lost. And then in 2011...
Yep.
With the sixth pick, we took a dude from Weber State that I was actually pissed off about at first because it was like, man, who the is Damian Lillard? Who is that?
Yeah, you thought they missed early.
I thought they missed. I was like, man, who is that?
Telfair all over again. Dang it.
And then the season started and I said, oh, okay. Never mind. I was wrong.
Yeah, he came out like right out of the gate.
Out of the gate.
It looked like, oh, the Blazers have something here.
And instantly I went from, damn, this team's never going to be the same without B-Roy, to, wait a minute, we actually might do something.
Dame with LaMarcus Aldridge.
And then Dame and LaMarcus, combo. And you get that team with Wes Matthews and Rolo, and it was like, uh-oh.
Nick Batum, this team is stat sheet.
This team is good. This team can actually do something. And he really helped keep the spirits of Trailblazers alive and well. Because that 2011 season was the last time we saw Brandon Roy. And he did some amazing things in that playoff series against Dallas. Some amazing things.
Goosebumps,
you know, like,
man.
Seriously, like, it's enough to make you cry if you go back and watch those games. Watch how emotional he was after those games. But that was his swan song. That was it. That was what we got from Brandon Roy, was really that moment. And for Dallas to say that the Blazers was the toughest series that they had that entire playoff run, was against that Portland squad. You know, I guess that was something to hang your hat on, but still hurt. But that same summer, just a month later in July, we draft Damian Lillard. And we keep that gravy train going for another 11 years for the most part. And in 11 years, we've been able to see a dude make 7 All-Star games. What, 5 All-NBA teams? Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere right around there. We've seen him. There was one year he was in the dunk contest, rookie game, 3-point contest, and all-star game all on the same weekend. Like, that fool was really different at what he did. And then you got all the amazing moments. The only, man, I don't want to say the only person, but Dame has hit a game-winning or game-tying shot against every single team in the NBA. That's a crazy stat.
That clutch,
game-winning,
man.
Or game-tying shot.
Ice in your veins.
Against 29 other teams, he's got one on each of them.
That might speak also to the Blazers as a whole, because the fact that he has more than, like, say, LeBron or a Dwayne Wade, they play on better teams. So, and that's awesome, and that speaks to just how much Dame has been grinding. I love that stat.
Yeah.
But I think it also kind of pokes a hole in the Blazers as a team and as a franchise the past decade, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be doom and gloom.
No, I get it. I get it. But I think with that, we've also had, like, CJ is one of those guys that you can argue that he should have made an all-star team a couple times as a Trailblazer.
Most likely, but that was a very guard-heavy NBA.
It was.
I think
with that said, like, you know, there was a lot of guards that were just, man, with the Chris Paul and the Steph Curry and also a Dame. And then they changed the structure of the all-star games, right? To where they didn't need to be this many point guards, this many,
just coaches,
man, front court, back court. And so all of a sudden, like, a lot of those guards kind of got pushed off the list that would typically be there in a two-guard spot or a point-guard spot. And I think, really, for a long time, Dame was going to suffer from that. And then he just ended up kind of becoming one of the best guards in the league. And just the moments he's been able to give us. Like, and more than the moments, it's the fact that Damian Lillard shows up here in Portland. And that's what Trailblazer fans love most about him. Like, we talked earlier before the show started. I regard Clyde Drexler as our best Blazer. Why, man? We got the 2 NBA finals with them. We got the 3 straight conference finals with them. He was player comparison was Michael Jordan. Like, it wasn't anybody else. It wasn't Lionel Hollins. It wasn't, you know, it was Michael Jordan. That was who, you know, the person that they compared Clyde Drexler to was Jordan in terms of how he played and the way the game was played and everything like that. Clyde Drexler, in my opinion, is our best Blazer. The wins stuff don't lie. I understand he had better players around him and everything else. Man, Clyde was the best player on that team, regardless, and we got there that many times. But Clyde hated it here.
You're not wrong.
He hated Portland.
Stuff I've heard that's off the record. He sounds like he really hated it here.
Now, were there some people that he was probably cool with here in the Portland area? Sure. I assume he had some friends, people he kicked it with. But there's a reason Drexler doesn't show up for a lot of this Blazer stuff.
A lot
of the Blazer greats do. There's a reason we always see Terry Porter. And before they passed away, God rest their souls, we saw Uncle Cliff and we saw Jerome Kersey. And when I was a kid in elementary school and they would come to Applegate Elementary over there on off commercial, like it was Jerome Kersey and it was Terry Porter. It was those guys. You look at those old Bust a Bucket videos, Clyde ain't in them. You know, he didn't really want to be a part of the fabric like that. Damian Lillard, Delonte before he left was just telling a story about he working at self-enhancement. It's an empty day. There's nobody there. And he goes to one of the classrooms, and Damian Lillard's just in there with about 12 kids, just talking. No, nothing. Had a backpack on, just in there talking. I actually ran the sports program for self-enhancement for a few years, so I used to run that basketball camp that we talked about earlier in this show. Man, middle school camp. Dame just shows up, doesn't say anything, didn't know he was coming, and just stood against the wall and watched the kids play and watched the kids, you know, work out and watched them do everything. Didn't say he was coming, didn't do anything like that. He doesn't really like taking pictures, being that guy, but will always take a picture with the kid and will always, like, you know, do the, like, that's the part that we miss, that we're going to miss most. He would show up to the Jazz Festival and show up to these free events around Portland just as somebody that's just here to kick it. And somebody, he's the definition of a real one. And I think that's what we're going to miss the most, you know, about Dame is his authenticity, his willingness to just, even though he might be a little introverted at points, man, to... Yes, man, I'll take a picture with you guys. Yes, I'll show up to this group, big group thing, and no, I don't want anything for it. So, and show up without an entourage, and show up without bodyguards, and show up without, you know, he's somebody like LeBron. Having been around LeBron a couple times, you don't get around LeBron.
Not like, even like,
you don't get
LeBron.
To just shake his hand. You don't get to just do that. There's people around you, around him, to make him and not... accessible
bro,
to people.
When Wes Matthews was in town as a Blazer, he had a driver. Even like Dame is so much more low maintenance than any of those guys. Like Wes Matthews, and Wes Matthews, great player, but it's like, all right, you're a mid-level NBA player. Like the fact that you're, you know, driving around with a driver, like acting like you're, you know, like
there are some very pretentious athletes out there.
Okay, Wes.
There are some very, very pretentious athletes.
Couldn't get
out
to
there.
Him either.
But you know, Damian Lillard has never been one of them. You know, and that's the, you know, the, like I said, that authenticity that he has is special. And whomever gets Damian Lillard is getting a great dude. More than just a good player, man, you're getting a great dude. And I think that's going to be more than anything what I'm going to miss about Dame.
And Portland as a whole, you mentioned Clyde's time here. I think we talked about it off air. Late 80s, early 90s. Portland as a city. We've thought of this, you know, Portland area as a bustling, you know, hangout capital and foodie capital of the United States.
Right.
You know, with or without the homeless people. I guess I'm thinking maybe like the golden age of Portland from 2000 to 2010-ish. And yeah, it was happening. That's not really what it was like when Clyde Drexler was here. You understand why a guy like that didn't really get out into the community because there was nothing for him. Thankfully, Dame, whatever was here, he embraced it. And that's the kind of person Damian Lillard is. And I think he could have done that in any market.
No, he would have been great anywhere.
Exactly. But with Portland and with the history that we've had, and obviously the real trouble we've had of getting free agents, it just makes Dame's relationship with us all extra.
And to be
special.
Real, I know we have to break, but he wanted to be the one.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the one to change
the
fortunes of franchise. You know how good Giannis has to feel knowing that, you know, since the Bucks won back in 78 or whatever it was, 76, whenever that was, since then, he's the one to
he's
really restore. Like, you know, like he's the guy. Like, and I know if you're Jokic right now, he might not show it, but Jamal Murray knows that, man, I'm the one. I did this for this city who's never had a franchise or who's been dying for one. Like, Dame really wants to be that guy. I don't ever doubt that he wants to be that guy. And I think that's why for a lot of us, this is just a really. It's a tough day. It's a tough pill to swallow.
End of that Jason Quick article. It seemed like the final shoe to drop was a conversation that Damian Lillard had with head coach Chauncey Billups on Friday night. That was when the final decision on Dame's part was made.
What did Chauncey say?
And that's, I'm wondering what exactly that convo entails.
Just because now, like, I mean,
and this is Quick's article from The Athletic.
For people that already feel a way about Chauncey Billups, like, I'm curious to know, man, what the heck you said to Dame.
That was poked way bottom at the end of the article, too.
Yeah.
So you really should read the whole
thing. Yeah, I gotta read the whole thing.
Because there is context there, and you just, I know we're giving love to Dame, but we really should think about, you know, exactly how that happened last week with, you know, Monday, tomorrow, a week ago, the Blazers at least had a conversation with Dame and his agent, and they were, you know, going to, at least according to this article from Quick, maybe have a few more days to show Dame what they were doing.
Right.
After the Grant re-sign, after Draymond moved on back to Golden State away from the dream scenario with Dame, then the conversation happened with Chauncey late Friday night. That was the final shoe to drop.
Clint, well,
you just wonder exactly what happened, and I think it does beg for some introspection on exactly how last week went down. So
obviously we got way more to talk about for this. I feel like we're still not even scratching the surface. I do want to get into the Jason Quick article from The Athletic. I thought it was really poignant. I thought there were some great points in there. And then there's some things that may make you go, you know, as far as everything. But next, let's just assume that this trade is made. What do we want as Blazer fans? What do we need to push this franchise forward? We'll talk about that next right here, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Man, Jordan Schultz with the slaps today, man.
Trying.
Till I collapse, man. I'll be a Blazer fan till I collapse.
I'm glad that you will, buddy.
I'll die for this too, bro.
Rip it from your cold, dead hands, man. Rashad. I like your fandom. I'm a hardcore sports fan, and I honestly I don't know why I'm thinking this way, the way that I am about the Blazers, but I am very pissed.
Man,
very, very pissed.
Like I said, I'll die for this Blazer thing over here, man, for these colors. Not really, but I do really like the team. I'm pretty sure lots of us have kind of earned high blood pressure or something like that just from watching this team for the past 40 years or so.
Probably.
I'm almost guaranteed. But obviously Dame requesting the trade. We've been talking a lot about Dame leaving, but haven't talked a lot about what the Blazers would potentially be getting if Damian Lillard were to be traded. Now, we've seen some things, and forgive me, I don't have my computer in front of me, so I'm trying to pull some stuff up on my phone.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero's name has been one of those names that's come up, and for whatever reason, so look through social media, look, people look pissed about it.
Well, the Blazers don't need any guards.
No, they don't need any guards, you know, but what you need is big. So obviously, I think it was more of like tons of guards' names were mentioned, but like Tyler Hero was like, whoa, they mentioned Maxey. Everyone's like, Maxey could be somebody. I was like, so what's different between Maxey and Tyler Hero, other than the fact that one is kind of a shooter, you know, a crafty shooter, and the other one's more of a slasher, getting to the rim off the dribble and stuff like that. But there are trade packages, and they were offering, quote unquote, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and like a pick, and was like, no, thank you, Miami. I think we'll pass on that part. If it was just getting Duncan Robinson for somebody else or Tyler Hero, then yes, perhaps.
And we've heard that the Heat don't want to include Cody Martin in that, and it's just like, all right,
we have nothing else to talk.
Yeah, we're not. If you really want a deal done, you've got to include some legit pieces, just a couple of future picks.
We have nothing else to talk about from there. So.
No.
It looks like Miami might be out, unless they're offering something significant. We don't want Kyle Lowry.
No, they got it. And that would be a salary match. I think that's why Lowry's been included in that.
Mm-hmm.
But say you throw, Duncan Robinson in for like a Yusuf Nurkic into that deal. There are some monies that kind of get a little bit closer. But I think Cody Martin would have to be in any Heat v. Blazers swap.
No, yeah, it's one of those things. It's definitely going to need to be around. So as far as what the Heat have available and what they're willing to part with, I don't think that will be happening. You know, just honestly, Damian Lillard is going to be expensive, especially considering the asking price that you've seen. You mentioned Gobert last year.
What, four first rounders and players?
Yeah. So, I mean, if the Blazers, hopefully they don't go the Washington Wizards route and just start, you know, doing a fire sale and just letting go of guys. And that's what a trade to Miami would feel like. It's just like you're trying to get rid of a player because they want to be getting rid of.
And as we continue with these trade scenarios, there was a tweet yesterday that I just reacting to this. It just made me laugh. It was kind of one of the fans kind of lamenting on Twitter. We could have traded Scoot for 60 cents on the dollar, but no, now we're going to trade Dame for 25 cents on the dollar. There's a minuscule chance that Scoot is even close to the player Dame is. What a disaster. That was a tweet from Hodgepodge yesterday. So I just wanted to get that out there as we examine Blazers' possible trade scenarios, because we are trying to get the best that we possibly can as an organization here, but everyone's going to be trying to get that discount dollar deal for Dame, and it's going to suck.
No, yeah, it's definitely not going to be ideal.
No.
And that's what we're hoping, like, they don't move Dame out of anger or anything like that. And,
true.
You know what I mean? And then you just give them away for absolutely nothing. And that only hurts our franchise. And that's the opposite of where we need to be, you know, at this point. So really, if we're talking about what we need, and I'm not necessarily talking about who, because there may be some teams out there, like I said, Cronin said, man, we're open for business. So whoever is wanting to do a deal, let us know, because there might be some players out there that we're not even thinking about.
That's true.
Potentially, you know, wanting out of their current situation or anything like that. So first things first for me, the Blazers need to get bigger. You've got a ton of guards. At the moment, before the trade, currently you have, what, five guards on your team? Six guards?
Yeah, at least five.
You know, somewhere around there. So you've got Dame, Ant, Scoot.
Technically Shaden.
Shaden.
Swing to the three sometimes, but he's like 6'4", let's be honest.
So a bunch of guards, you know, in between. So that's four. So excuse me, not five. And I'm sure there's some more coming off the bench. We lost Drew Eubanks, which obviously he wasn't a big guy, but he played big enough, you know, for the Blazers.
Talk
at
about
points.
Grinding. I like that.
I love Drew Eubanks,
spot
man.
Drew.
I love Drew Eubanks.
25
you know,
minutes a game. It was a great spot for
you
him.
You know, representing Troutdale, you know, Oregon, represent Reynolds High School that I worked at for about five years. So that losing that is already bad because you're not incredibly big. I feel like trading Nurkic and not getting any bigs back in return could be detrimental. Where the Blazers really struggled last year is rebounding the ball and, you know, the challenging shots at the rim. Those were two big points of emphasis for them that they really needed to address. And if they're going to make a trade, I'm thinking at this point you need some bigs somewhere, and I don't even know where you started, who's available. There's been some, obviously we heard some Carl Anthony Town rumors. I don't know what you get. Anthony Edwards doesn't seem like he's incredibly happy in Minnesota.
But they would want to give up on him, especially 25 years after giving up on Kevin Garnett at the end of his career. I mean, that's
they
way give up too on
Kevin.
Early.
They actually told KG, we're going nowhere. We need to trade you.
Well, I hear that. Giving up on trying to win a championship with him, I guess, is what I should have said. My bad. They didn't give up on him. They gave up on building a team around him. They wanted to kick essentially the same kind of switch that the Blazers are doing and get young. Go back to start all over again.
No, I mean, that's very true. You would potentially be starting all over again, but when you have a superstar that's unhappy, sometimes there's not much you can do. There are very few times, unless you're the Lakers, unless you're somebody you can talk a Kobe Bryant into staying after you trade a Shaq. But you know, I'm thinking something has to change at this point, in Minnesota, because the Cat thing and Anthony Edwards isn't working. So you know, what about a guy like Karl Anthony Towns? I think he instantly helps the Blazers out down low. But he's kind of soft too. So I think the Blazers need to be incredibly strategic. Maybe picks is where you need to go at this point because you have such a young roster. Continue to build that way. But
and you mentioned possible destinations as the Clippers, the Nets, which I would see if I'm the Blazers, I'm trying to get Mikal Bridges, which they're not even close to giving up. So I don't think the Nets necessarily have tradable assets in like draft picks, but they don't really have tradable players. And I think the Blazers are looking for a young star. A team that I think could be sneaking up here, Rashad, one that my wife brought up yesterday, kind of just out of the blue, the Boston Celtics. Now, I know they just traded for Kristaps Porzingis. Mm-hmm. They've got Jason Tatum in the backcourt, right? If they paired him along with Dame instead of Jaylen Brown, this is kind of a blow up of the Celtics philosophy, and I'm kind of thinking outside the box here, but we're talking, the Blazers are open for business and trying to pursue all avenues here. So we should probably start to look outside of these three possible destinations. Boston, they're a winner. And Dame, you know, I know he wants to be with his friends in Bam and Jimmy Butler, but Boston wouldn't be a bad destination for him. They wouldn't be doing wrong by him if they sent him to such a loaded roster. They'd most likely have to get a big contract back in a Jaylen Brown. That's a star plus a couple of draft picks that I think a deal that would make Joe Cronin actually smile. And honestly, as a Blazers fan, that should make you happy.
I mean,
I like that more than any other scenario out there. Will that happen? Most likely not.
I mean, no, and probably not. And I mean, I do like Jaylen Brown. I don't know if I trust Jaylen Brown being the star of a team.
For sure.
I think that's my big reservation. If you're going to trade Dame, you need to trade him for a young star or for picks to be able to potentially draft a young star. Like, that's the big thing. Like, I mean, if you're going to give somebody, get Damian Lillard, you need to be going much younger. So getting an older, more established, big Miles Turner, I don't think that helps right now because he's somebody that probably doesn't want to play with a bunch of, you know, 20-year-olds at this point. So his career arc is different. So you need to get somebody on the same career arc. They're right around the same age, a young kid. Like, man, see what they're offering for Chet. Go get Chet Holmgren in here.
What about Scottie Barnes from the Toronto Raptors?
Go get Scott again.
I've seen a couple of first-round picks plus Barnes and some salary matching for Dame, but that would obviously be a team that hasn't even been mentioned in the Lillard conversation. So, and once again, I'm very upset as a Portland Trailblazers fan, and I am talking about this because I have to. I will face the facts, but I'm not going to be happy. And yeah, the last time that Dame, or the last day that he is a member of this franchise, is the last day that I will be a fan of this franchise. I S you not.
Well, man, we can count our days because it looks like they might be coming to an end pretty soon.
I think so.
Start getting all your Blazers memorabilia together.
I'm not going to burn it. It'll be stuck in the back of the closet somewhere. I might give some shirts away. But, yeah, I mean, I got a Lillard jersey that I'm going to hold on to. Although I have a conundrum. I did just buy a Dame Lillard PDX teal jersey, the carpet design from this year. I'm seriously considering returning that because I just bought it less than 30 days ago, so I'm still within the window, and getting a Dame jersey of wherever he goes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I might be that guy in Portland wearing a Dame jersey for wherever else he is.
Well, It looks like it's coming, man. So prepare yourself. Coming up next, not sure yet. Let's figure it out. I'm pretty sure.
Open Seggy.
Let's talk a little more about that that article. Jordan's gonna pull up some pretty poignant lines from the article that Jason Quick wrote on The Athletic in regards to this Damian Lillard situation, and we can talk about that for the last segment or so. How's that sound?
Let's do it, baby.
Let's do it. Let's do that. Pause. Coming up next, right here on The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Just love this record. This album came out my freshman year in high school. Shout out to May. Shout out to Harlem World.
Making me feel young.
Man, that's what we do here. I'm here for you older ones to make you feel just a little bit younger because I'm a little bit older.
I was listening to POD, where the youth of the nation coming in, and as soon as they shout like we are the youth of the nation, I'm like, not anymore, son. Yeah. I am old.
Those days are over. Those days are over for you. So we've been talking about this article that the great Jason Quick wrote now for The Athletic, and he just kind of detailed some things that maybe fans were privy to, maybe not as much, as far as some of the things that have gone on behind the scenes that, you know, you may not hear in a Oregon Live or anywhere else, you know. But I read most of it and get a chance to read all of it because it is a pretty long read, but it is a really good read if you get a chance to. But I've asked Jordan to kind of talk about some things that stood out to him as we were reading, and some really interesting points that were made, some stuff that I've been saying for a while, but I don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of everything, but it's, as a gut feeling, it's kind of what I felt. But I wanted to make sure we took time to pay attention to this before we moved on a little bit. So,
well, no, absolutely. This is such a good, Jason Quick always offers a great perspective. And I think this is a good look, kind of behind the curtain over not just the last like 6 months, but 2 years to a decade about how Dame's feeling. And, you know, it kind of starts off in this article, Jason Quick for The Athletic, and talks about Dame, how he felt after the sweep to the Denver Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs after 2021's playoff series. And kind of lamenting at that point, coming from Damian Lillard's perspective, that he was not happy with the players that surrounded him. And even going back to that, there was an acquisition that season in Trevor Ariza that the Blazers had made, and that didn't really end up helping the Blazers, needle-wise, win any more games. He was a decent player. But there was one guy in this article that I see Dame keyed in on after that season was P.J. Tucker. He won a ring with the Milwaukee Bucks in July 2021, going to that team, becoming a free agent, headed to the Rockets. After that, Dame thought that the Blazers were going to be in on that conversation. Carmelo Anthony, who was on the team at the time, still a good friend of PJ Tucker. Dame wanted PJ in Portland. Didn't happen. That was one, you know, the Blazers essentially front office goes a different direction. That was one that really disappointed Dame. And that's one example of many others that Jason Quick points out. But also further on in the article, he kind of goes into pointing out that the Blazers did try to do right by Damian Lillard. And we were talking a little bit about that with Anthony Delaney in the last hour, talking about the options that were given to Dame, Evan Turner, you know, all of these guys that were signed, Ben McLemore, Gary Payton Jr., acquired with trades, Yusuf Nurkic, Rodney Hood, Enes Kanter, Norman Powell, Jeremy Grant, the list continues. And Dame approved all of those. It goes down to not only Dame approving trades, but the times of practices, the flights that they took. I mean, this organization really did try to cater to Damian Lillard, his family, and not just what Dame needed, but what Dame wanted. And it seems like there is a disconnect between the Blazers thinking that they did go and get these acquisitions and these pieces that Dame actually wanted, as opposed to Dame maybe feeling like they hadn't done enough. And yeah, they've gotten lucky. We mentioned with the draft multiple times, they hit
the lottery, essentially, and I don't mean the actual lottery. I mean the Damian Lillard lottery or the Brandon Roy lottery, just getting super, super lucky and then moving on from a guy like Zach Collins, who now in San Antonio looks like he's poised for an impactful career, is what this article from Jason Quick says. He has been a highly paid cheerleader the last couple of years, but still a piece that could have helped Dame if he were healthy. And that just kind of, that's a little bit of bad luck that is also mentioned in this article. With Wes Matthews in the Blazers' 2014 run, they were the third best team in the West at that point when he tore his Achilles, right? That was part of that roster, that supporting cast that you were talking about with Nick Batum, with Robin Lopez, and LaMarcus Aldridge. That team was really good. We'll never know how good they could have been, but not only is there a disconnect between Dame and the Blazers as to whether or not, you know, they actually acquired the players that Dame wanted to, and they truly believe that as opposed to Dame not believing that. There is a little bit of luck that has come into play in this last 10 years. And Jason Quick pointed that out as well. So I don't want to give up the whole thing. I really do love this article, kind of just laying out exactly what the time for Damian Lillard was here, with a lot of behind the scenes feelings, how he was feeling at the time, and points out that he really did at different points try to voice his displeasure without actually publicly voicing his displeasure. And essentially the Blazers, in their minds, I think, forced his hand the way that they wanted to, but I think a lot of fans are too smart. They don't think that Dame is just vindictively asking for a trade. He's like, I've asked you to do stuff, and that's pointed out in the article too, and you haven't done anything. And as I pointed out in the last segment, I think it's very telling in this article from Jason Quick from The Athletic, says that the final straw to drop, or the final shoe to drop, was Chauncey Billups' conversation with Dame on Friday night. And I don't know if it was right after that, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, Aaron Goodwin, Dame's agent, informed Joe Cronin that he wanted out of Portland. So go read this. It's an absolute must read. If you don't have The Athletic, go sign up for it or find a friend that has it, because you got to get this info. Jason Quick really laid it out, and I think gives Blazers fans a better perspective overall. You will know a lot more about the situation than you did before reading this.
Man. You know, it's still tough to hear everything, and, you know, because I can definitely understand both sides of the coin. And on the Blazer side, or on Dame's side, is, bro, I need you to do more. Not enough is happening. I'm trying to win. This window is closing. And on the Blazer side is, like, what can we do? Like, what are we really able to do? Because for a long time, salary cap has been a big reason that we haven't been able to move. And I don't know. Dame is on, what, year one of a 5-year extension? Or, yeah, excuse me, a couple year extension that he.
Gonna be 4 years at the end of that, is going to be making $64 million in the fourth year. All right. And that goes to, I don't think players should be paid anything above 50 mil a season. I don't care who you are. I don't think you are worth that much, but that's a whole nother conversation. But that plays into the Blazers' decision as well.
I don't know. I don't know if Dame doesn't think that him not taking any additional money, you know, may have put the Blazers in a position to not be able to sign as many people.
That is a rarity nowadays, isn't it?
It is. Dudes are about to start getting $300 million contracts here in a little bit. However, your contract wasn't really up, because we gave him a 2-year extension. He still got 4 years left?
Yeah, 4 years left. But I think of the only big athlete in any sport that's really taken a massive pay cut to bring in other stars, and that was Tom Brady for the Patriots. Yeah. I can't name anybody else that's taken it. He played 10 to 15 million under what the average value of, like, a quarterback should have been. It was nuts.
Yeah, but Brady was getting it back from,
of course, endorsements,
Rolex,
yeah,
and, ba-
yeah,
you know,
backdoor other deals,
was,
yeah.
Yeah. So, well, Damian Lillard and his time as a Portland Trail Blazer, it looks like the time is drawing nigh, and we may be saying goodbye to one of the most impactful players this franchise has ever had. Some would call him the greatest player this franchise has ever had. Even if you're mentioned in the pantheon of being with Bill Walton and Clyde Drexler, like, that's a pretty good, you know, you're in pretty good company as far as Trailblazer lore. So thank you, Dame. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the years. Appreciate all the buzzer beaters. Appreciate all the hard work, and appreciate you for really becoming a part of the culture and a part of the fabric of what
Portland really is. You got my wife into sports, Dame. Not just basketball, not just Blazers basketball, but sports in general. Like, Damian Lillard specifically made my wife a sports fan. Maybe with a little help from me along the way, but if I didn't have Dame to put on the television, she wouldn't have cared. She wouldn't have watched anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's how it is for a lot of people. My son only knows Damian Lillard as being the Blazers guy, so it's going to be a little weird for him to see Dame in another jersey. But, Dame, you've deserved it, and, you know, hopefully you can go out there and get that ring you've been searching for the last 11 years. So, coming up, man, let's go ahead and tie a bow on it, man. I don't want to make it all doom and gloom like we said. So, 4th of July is coming up, man. Barbecue season.
Woohoo! All right.
Let's get into it, man. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So don't delay, act now. Your time is running out.
What? I have not picked these songs. They have all been extremely appropriate for today's time.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the words, man. You might as well be walking on the sun, bro. Like,
time is running out.
That's a great record.
And time I love Smash Mouth. Like,
they get a bad rap. I don't know why.
Oh, I love Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth, and I also never understood why Creed.
Oh, well, see that.
I'm not like a big fan, but like I never understood like why you hate them.
With arms wide open.
They sound just, that's what
under
rock.
Under the sunlight.
That's what rock in 2000 sound like.
It sounded like S.
Yeah, it sounded like
sorry.
That. Yeah, so that's what it all sounded like. But 4th of July is approaching. Any big plans for you?
I'm probably going to be doing some day drinking with the bestie and lighting some fireworks off with his kids. But it's so weird on a Tuesday, man. It's just this random, like my wife works a half day Monday and then works Wednesday. And I got to come in early tomorrow for Dirt and Sprague. So it just doesn't feel like a holiday this year. But I'll get some smoking on some meat done. Got a couple of steaks that I think I'm going to throw in the smoker.
Mm.
Try to get some flavor imparted on those. Do something low and slow.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, but other than that, no. What about you, man?
Man, I'm just cooling, bro. I'll be at the house.
All right.
I might get up early and, you know, throw something on the grill. I'm not really trying to. It's supposed to be like 100 degrees on Wednesday
it
or Tuesday.
So
I might just cook kind of early just so I don't have to get out there and just maybe put a couple ribs on or something like
okay.
that. Yeah, man.
You're a rib guy? See, I don't do pork unless it's ribs. I don't do like pork loins very often.
Mm-hmm.
I love bacon, of course, but that's not really a smokable like meat. It just
you get a pork belly.
Pork. Okay, I guess I should say pulled pork. Pulled pork, ribs, or a pork belly. But I don't do like pork loins.
No, okay.
I usually go like brisket or
I don't think, man, honestly, I don't really, only my fancy friends do like the pork loin or something like that. Usually it's something cool like a brisket or something. If you're going to barbecue, you really need to barbecue. Like, don't invite me over for hot dogs and hamburgers.
No.
You know,
no.
That's
you think that's lowbrow?
That's a cookout. You know, that's not a barbecue. That's a cookout. That's okay, you know.
All right.
Hey, we're having a cookout. Some hot dogs, hamburgers, some brats. Like, okay, cool.
Oh, okay, so that's the difference between a cookout and a barbecue.
That's just me. To me, you say barbecue, that means you've got chicken, you've got some beef or pork or something on the grill actively cooking that, some type of flesh.
I did just barbecue a couple of chicken burgers on Friday night. Oh,
cookout.
Love it.
But you barbecued it. It's technically the same thing, but Those are definitely, and there's nothing better than like a burger on the grill. You know what I mean? If you grill it the right way, everything like burgers, hot dogs. You a hot link guy?
Not particularly. I mean, it's just I can only like eat so much meat in one sitting, and I'm usually gonna prefer like hamburgers or like a steak if it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm definitely a guy like as I'm waiting for the ribs or the brisket or chicken or whatever is on the grill to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Just love this record. This album came out my freshman year in high school. Shout out to May. Shout out to Harlem World.
Making me feel young.
Man, that's what we do here. I'm here for you older ones to make you feel just a little bit younger because I'm a little bit older.
I was listening to POD, where the Youth of the Nation coming in, and as soon as they shout like we are the Youth of the Nation, I'm like, not anymore. Son, yeah. I am old.
Those days are over. Those days are over for you. So we've been talking about this article that the great Jason Quick wrote now for The Athletic, and he just kind of detailed some things that maybe fans were privy to, maybe not as much, as far as some of the things that have gone on behind the scenes that, you know, you may not hear in a Oregon Live or anywhere else, you know. But I read most of it and get a chance to read all of it because it is a pretty long read, but it is a really good read if you get a chance to. But I've asked Jordan to kind of talk about some things that stood out to him as we were reading, and some really interesting points that were made, some stuff that I've been saying for a while, but I don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of everything, but it's, as a gut feeling, it's kind of what I felt. But I wanted to make sure we took time to pay attention to this before we moved on a little bit. So
no, absolutely. This is such a good Jason Quick always offers a great perspective. And I think this is a good look kind of behind the curtain over not just the last like 6 months, but 2 years to a decade about how Dame's feeling. And, you know, it kind of starts off in this article, Jason Quick for The Athletic, and talks about Dame, how he felt after the sweep to the Denver Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs after 2021's playoff series, and kind of lamenting at that point, coming from Damian Lillard's perspective, that he was not happy with the players that surrounded him. And even going back to that, There was an acquisition that season in Trevor Ariza that the Blazers had made, and that didn't really end up helping the Blazers, needle-wise, win any more games. He was a decent player, but there was one guy in this article that I see Dame keyed in on after that season was P.J. Tucker. He won a ring with the Milwaukee Bucks in July 2021, going to that team, becoming a free agent, headed to the Rockets. After that, Dame thought that the Blazers were going to be in on that conversation. Carmelo Anthony, who was on the team at the time, still a good friend of PJ Tucker. Dame wanted PJ in Portland. Didn't happen. That was one, the Blazers essentially front office goes a different direction. That was one that really disappointed Dame. And that's one example of many others that Jason Quick points out. But also further on in the article, he kind of goes into pointing out that the Blazers did try to do right by Damian Lillard. And we were talking a little bit about that with Anthony Delaney in the last hour, talking about the options that were given to Dame, Evan Turner, all of these guys that were signed, Ben McLemore, Gary Payton Jr., acquired with trades, Yusuf Nurkic, Rodney Hood, Enes Kanter, Norman Powell, Jeremy Grant, the list continues. And Dame approved all of those. It goes down to not only Dame approving trades, but the times of practices, the flights that they took. I mean, this organization really did try to cater to Damian Lillard, his family, and not just what Dame needed, but what Dame wanted. And it seems like there is a disconnect between the Blazers thinking that they did go and get these acquisitions and these pieces that Dame actually wanted, as opposed to Dame maybe feeling like they hadn't done enough. And they've gotten lucky. We mentioned with the draft multiple times, they hit the lottery, essentially, and I don't mean the actual lottery. I mean the Damian Lillard lottery or the Brandon Roy lottery, just getting super, super lucky and then moving on from a guy like Zach Collins, who now in San Antonio looks like he's poised for an impactful career, is what this article from Jason Quick says. He has been a highly paid cheerleader the last couple of years, but still a piece that could have helped Dame if he were healthy. And that just kind of that's a little bit of bad luck that is also mentioned in this article with Wes Matthews in the Blazers 2014 run. They were the third best team in the West at that point when he tore his Achilles, right? That was part of that roster, that supporting cast that you were talking about with Nick Batum, with Robin Lopez and LaMarcus Aldridge. That team was really good. We'll never know how good they could have been, but not only is there a disconnect between Dame and the Blazers as to whether or not, they actually acquired the players that Dame wanted to, and they truly believe that as opposed to Dame not believing that. There is a little bit of luck that has come into play in this last 10 years. And Jason Quick pointed that out as well. So I don't want to give up the whole thing. I really do love this article kind of just laying out exactly what the time for Damian Lillard was here, with a lot of behind the scenes feelings, how he was feeling at the time, and points out that he really did at different points try to voice his displeasure without actually publicly voicing his displeasure. And essentially the Blazers, in their minds, I think, forced his hand the way that they wanted to, but I think a lot of fans are too smart. They don't think that Dame is just vindictively asking for a trade. He's like, I've asked you to do stuff, and that's pointed out in the article too, and you haven't done anything. And as I pointed out in the last segment, I think it's very telling in this article from Jason Quick from The Athletic, says that the final straw to drop, or the final shoe to drop, was Chauncey Billups' conversation with Dame on Friday night. And I don't know if it was right after that, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, Aaron Goodwin, Dame's agent, informed Joe Cronin that he wanted out of Portland. So go read this. It's an absolute must read. If you don't have The Athletic, go sign up for it or find a friend that has it, because you got to get this info. Jason Quick really laid it out, and I think gives Blazers fans a better perspective overall. You will know a lot more about the situation than you did before reading this.
Man. It's still tough to hear everything, and, because I can definitely understand both sides of the coin. And on the Blazer side, or on Dame's side, is, bro, I need you to do more. Not enough is happening. I'm trying to win. This window is closing. And on the Blazer side is, like, what can we do? Like, what are we really able to do? Because for a long time, salary cap has been a big reason that we haven't been able to move. And I don't know. Dame is on what, year one of a 5-year extension, or
yeah.
A couple year extension that he
going to be 4 years at the end of that is going to be making $64 million in the fourth year.
All right, and that goes to
I don't think players should be paid anything above 50 mil a season. I don't care who you are. I don't think you are worth that much, but that's a whole nother conversation. But that plays into the Blazers' decision as well.
I don't know if Dame doesn't think that him not taking any additional money, you know, may have put the Blazers in a position to not be able to sign as many people.
Is a rarity nowadays, isn't it?
It is. Dudes are about to start getting $300 million contracts here in a little bit. However, your contract wasn't really up because we gave him a 2-year extension. He still got 4 years left?
Yeah, 4 years left. But I think of the only big athlete in any sport that's really taken a massive pay cut to bring in other stars, and that was Tom Brady for the Patriots.
Yeah.
I can't name anybody else that's taken it. He played 10 to 15 million under what the average value of like a quarterback should have been. It was nuts.
Yeah, but Brady was getting it back from,
of course, endorsements.
Rolex,
yeah,
and, ba- you
yeah,
know,
backdoor other deals.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. So, well, Damian Lillard and his time as a Portland Trail Blazer, it looks like the time is drawing nigh. And we may be saying goodbye to one of the most impactful players this franchise has ever had. Some would call him the greatest player this franchise has ever had. Even if you're mentioned in the pantheon of being with Bill Walton and Clyde Drexler, like that's a pretty good, you know, you're in pretty good company as far as Trailblazer lore. So thank you, Dame. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the years. Appreciate all the buzzer beaters. Appreciate all the hard work, and appreciate you for really becoming a part of the culture and a part of the fabric of what
Portland really is. You got my wife into sports, Dame. Not just basketball, not just Blazers basketball, but sports in general. Like, Damian Lillard specifically made my wife a sports fan. Maybe with a little help from me along the way, but if I didn't have Dame to put on the television, she wouldn't have cared. She wouldn't have watched anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's how it is for a lot of people. My son only knows Damian Lillard as being the Blazers guy, so it's going to be a little weird for him to see Dame in another jersey. But, Dame, you've deserved it, and, you know, hopefully you can go out there and get that ring you've been searching for the last 11 years. So, coming up, man, let's go ahead and tie a bow on it, man. I don't want to make it all doom and gloom like we said. So, 4th of July is coming up, man. Barbecue season.
Woohoo! All right.
Let's get into it, man. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So don't delay, act now. Your time is running out.
What? I have not picked these songs. They have all been extremely appropriate for today's time.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the words, man. You might as well be walking on the sun, bro. Like,
time is running out.
That's a great record.
And time
I love Smash Mouth. Like,
out.
They get a bad rap. I don't know why.
Well, I love Smash Mouth.
Smash
too.
Mouth, and I also never understood why Creed.
Oh, we'll see that.
I'm not like a big fan, but like I never understood like why
with
I hate
arms
them.
Wide open.
They sound just that's what
under
rock
under the sunlight.
That's what rock in 2000 sound like.
It sounded like S.
Yeah, it sounded like
sorry.
That. Yeah, so that's what it all sounded like. But 4th of July is approaching. Any big plans for you?
I'm probably going to be drinking, doing some day drinking with the bestie and lighting some fireworks off with his kids. But it's so weird on a Tuesday, man. It's just this random, like my wife works a half day Monday and then works Wednesday. And I got to come in early tomorrow for Dirt and Sprague. So it just doesn't feel like a holiday this year. But I'll get some smoking on some meat done. Got a couple of steaks that I think I'm going to throw on the smoker. Try to get some flavor imparted on those. Do something low and slow.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, but other than that, no. What about you, man?
Man, I'm just cooling, bro. I'll be at the house.
All right.
I might get up early and, you know, throw something on the grill. I'm not really trying to. It's supposed to be like 100 degrees on Wednesday
it
or Tuesday.
So
I might just cook kind of early just so I don't have to get out there and just maybe put a couple ribs on
Ooh,
or something like
okay.
that. Yeah, man.
You a rib guy? See, I don't do pork unless it's ribs. I don't do like pork loins very often. Mm-hmm. I love bacon, of course, but that's not really a smokable like meat. It just
you get a pork belly.
Pork. Okay, I guess I should say pulled pork. Pulled pork, ribs, or a pork belly. But I don't do like pork loins.
No, okay.
I usually go like brisket or
honestly, I don't really. Only my fancy friends do like the pork loin or something like that. Usually,
gotcha.
It's something cool like a brisket or something. If you're going to barbecue, you really need to barbecue. Like, don't invite me over for hot dogs and hamburgers.
No,
you know,
no.
That's
you think that's lowbrow.
That's a cookout. You know, that's not a barbecue. That's a cookout. That's okay. You know,
all right.
Hey, we're having a cookout. Some hot dogs, hamburgers, some brats. Like, okay. Cool.
Oh, okay. So that's the difference between a cookout and a barbecue.
That's just me. To me, you say barbecue, gotcha. That means you've got chicken, you've got some beef or pork or something on the grill actively cooking that, some type of flesh.
I did just barbecue a couple of chicken burgers on Friday night. Oh,
cookout.
Love it.
But you barbecued it. It's technically the same thing, but. Those are definitely, and there's nothing better than like a burger on the grill. You know what I mean? If you grill it the right way, everything like burgers, hot dogs, you a hot link guy?
Not particularly. I mean, it's just, I can only like eat so much meat in one sitting, and I'm usually going to prefer like hamburgers or like a steak if it's there. Mm-hmm. So
I'm definitely a guy like as I'm waiting for the ribs or the brisket or chicken or whatever is on the grill to be done. Like, yeah, I'll take a hot link or a bratwurst real fast. Just as I'm sitting here waiting, you know, have a brew and a brat. And yeah.
My best
friend. Nice little appetizer before I actually start eating.
For appetizers, my best friend does some queso, some smoked queso.
Oh yeah.
My goodness.
Queso dips or any type of Rotel dips have become all the rage.
Yeah, Rotel. Love it.
If you can do it the right way, then... You know, you're definitely in the mix, but
it's easy to do too. I mean, it's like, no, if you screw that one up, yeah, you're trying something a little too tough.
No,
like, it's like you're adding something or you're making it like too tough in your mind. Just follow the recipe.
No, yeah, I'll just go get a couple of slabs of ribs and throw those on, and you know, maybe some chicken as well. You know, nothing big. And like I said, it's going to be so hot, so I'll probably get up super early. And get started because I am one of those people, like, I don't like barbecue. I don't want to barbecue anyway because, like, if people are coming over, which I don't think anybody is, but if they are, then that means I got to smell like smoke all day. Like, I don't get to put on no cute clothes like everybody else, and everybody gets to be all, you know, smelling good, nice cologne, everything, but you're barbecuing, so you smell like, and I'm a charcoal guy.
Oh, right? Okay, so because I'm a gas guy, but yeah, you end up smelling like grill.
You end up smelling
day.
Like, yeah, like whatever, like cooked food, you know, all day, and that's not cool if people want to go to bars or anything afterwards. So, but other than that, man, I'm super looking forward to at least a couple of days off. I have Monday off too.
Oh, nice.
So that's good for me. And you're on tomorrow?
I'm on in the morning. So, I mean, I guess
yikes.
It's a short shift, but God, getting up that early is really tough. Although in the summertime, not as bad because at 4:45, the sun's starting to peak.
Yeah,
so.
It's up. But when it's winter and it's 4 o'clock and it's dark outside, like,
and cold.
Yeah, I mean,
want to stay under those covers. I don't know if you've ever done that morning shift, but it's...
You know what? I have
love
not
those
been,
guys.
Not been asked to do the morning shift, and I appreciate it. I will do it. I hope Dirt, if you're listening, Sprague, if you're listening, Swag, you already know. I got you, if need be.
Oh, totally.
However, Dusty, I'm there, bro.
Isaac, yeah, much easier shifts.
I got you. Hot corner, you know what I mean? Not a problem. I am there for you. Center in the Saint. Also, I got you guys, but that early morning for Dirt and Sprague, man, that's a tough one, man. But Blazer fans, hang in there. We've had dark days before. Hopefully, it'll be a while before we have, you know, some more. So hang in there. We'll be okay. Dame, again, thank you. You deserve it, my guy. Go out there and be great like we know you can. So, man, and then if you don't, come back here and play your ass off, man, so you can try to get closer to that ring.
What an 11-year run. That's something else. We're never going to get that again, Portland, and that's why I'm so pissed, because we might in Scoot.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like a 2% chance.
Scoot says he's ready, so guess what? I'm a trusting the young man is ready and everything, and we'll go from there, because I didn't believe in a guy named Damian Lillard either, and he made me a believer, so maybe Scoot can have the same effect on us as Blazer fans. So that's going to do it for us. Joe is out, but he'll be back next week, and so we'll be a A three-way again. That sounded
trio.
Weird.
A trio. We'll be a threesome again. Yeah!
So I want everybody to have a happy happy holiday. Please be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And if you do, take tons of pictures, man. For my guy, Jordan Schultz, I'm Rashad Taylor. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So don't delay, act now. Your time is running out.
What? I have not picked these songs. They have all been extremely appropriate for today's time.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the words, man. You might as well be walking on the sun, bro. Like,
time is running out.
It's a great record.
And time I love is Smash Mouth. Like,
they get a bad rap. I don't know why.
Oh, I love Smash Mouth.
Smash
too.
Mouth, and I also never understood why Creed.
Oh, we'll see that.
I'm not a big fan, but like I never understood like why.
With arms wide open,
they sound just. That's what
under
rock
the sun.
That's what rock in 2000 sound like.
It sounded like S.
Yeah, it sounded like.
Sorry.
That. Yeah, so that's what it all sounded like. But 4th of July is approaching. Any big plans for you?
I'm probably going to be doing some day drinking with the bestie and lighting some fireworks off with his kids. But it's so weird on a Tuesday, man. It's just this random, like my wife works a half day Monday and then works Wednesday. And I got to come in early tomorrow for Dirt and Sprague. So it just doesn't feel like a holiday this year. But I'll get some smoking on some meat done. Got a couple of steaks that I think I'm going to throw in the smoker. Try to get some flavor imparted on those. Do something low and slow.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, but other than that, no. What about you, man?
Man, I'm just cooling, bro. I'll be at the house.
All right.
I might get up early and, you know, throw something on the grill. I'm not really trying to. It's supposed to be like 100 degrees on Wednesday
it
or Tuesday.
So
I might just cook kind of early just so I don't have to get out there and just maybe put a couple ribs on or something like
that.
Yeah, man.
You're a rib guy? See, I don't do pork unless it's ribs. I don't do, like, pork loins very often. Mm-hmm. I love bacon, of course, but that's not really a smokable, like, meat. It just...
You get a pork belly?
Pork... Okay. I guess I should say pulled pork. Pulled pork, ribs, or a pork belly. But I don't do, like, pork loins.
No, okay.
I usually go, like, brisket or...
Yeah, no, I don't think... Man, honestly, I don't really... Only my fancy friends do, like, the pork loin or something like that. Usually,
gotcha.
It's something cool, like a brisket or something. If you're going to barbecue, you really need to barbecue. Like, don't invite me over for hot dogs and hamburgers.
No.
You know,
no.
That's...
You think that's lowbrow?
That's a cookout. You know, that's not a barbecue. That's a cookout. That's okay, you know.
All right.
Hey, we're having a cookout. Some hot dogs, hamburgers, some brats. Like, okay, cool.
Oh, okay, so that's the difference between a cookout and a barbecue.
That's just me. To me, you say barbecue, that means you've got chicken, you've got some beef or pork or something on the grill actively cooking that, some type of flesh.
I did just barbecue a couple of chicken burgers on Friday night. Oh,
cookout.
Love it.
But you barbecued it. It's technically the same thing, but... Those are definitely, and there's nothing better than like a burger on the grill. You know what I mean? If you grill it the right way, everything like burgers, hot dogs. You a hot link guy?
Not particularly. I mean, it's just I can only like eat so much meat in one sitting, and I'm usually gonna prefer like hamburgers or like a steak if it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm definitely a guy like as I'm waiting for the ribs or the brisket or chicken or whatever is on the grill to be done. Like, yeah, I'll take a hot link or a bratwurst real fast. Just as I'm sitting here waiting, you know, have a brew and a brat. And
My best friend.
Nice little appetizer before I actually start eating.
For appetizers, my best friend does some queso, some smoked queso.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Queso dips or any type of Rotel dips have become all the rage.
Yeah, Rotel. Love it.
If you can do it the right way, then... You know, you're definitely in the mix, but
it's easy to do too. I mean, it's like if you screw that one up, you're trying something a little too tough.
No,
like, it's like you're adding something or you're making it like too tough in your mind. Just follow the recipe.
No, I'll just go get a couple of slabs of ribs and throw those on, and you know, maybe some chicken as well. You know, nothing big. And like I said, it's going to be so hot, so I'll probably get up super early and get started because I am one of those people, like, I don't like barbecue. I don't want to barbecue anyway because, Like, if people are coming over, which I don't think anybody is, but if they are, then that means I got to smell like smoke all day. Like, I don't get to put on no cute clothes like everybody else, and everybody gets to be all, you know, smelling good, nice cologne, everything, but you're barbecuing, so you smell like, and I'm a charcoal guy.
Oh, right? Okay, so, because I'm a gas guy, but yeah, you end up smelling like grill.
You end up smelling
day.
Like, yeah, like whatever, like cooked food, you know, all day, and that's not cool if people want to go to bars or anything afterwards, so... but other than that, man, I'm super looking forward to at least a couple days off. I have Monday off too.
Oh, nice.
So that's good for me. And you're on tomorrow?
I'm on in the morning. So, I mean, I guess it's a short shift, but God, getting up that early is really tough. Although in the summertime, not as bad because at 4:45, the sun's starting to peak.
Yeah,
so.
it's up. But when it's winter and it's 4 o'clock and it's dark outside, like,
and cold.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
want to stay under those covers. I don't know if you've ever done that morning shift, but it's.
You know what? I have
love
not
those
been,
guys.
I've not been asked to do the morning shift, and I appreciate it. I will do it. I hope Dirt, if you're listening, Sprague, if you're listening, Swag, you already know I got you if need be.
Oh, totally.
However, Dusty, I'm there, bro. Isaac,
yeah, much easier shifts.
I got you. Hot corner, you know what I mean? Not a problem. I am there for you. Center in the Saint. Also, I got you guys, but that early morning for Dirt and Sprague, man, that's a tough one, man. But Blazer fans, hang in there. We've had dark days before. Hopefully, it'll be a while before we have, you know, some more. So hang in there. We'll be okay. Dame, again, thank you. You deserve it, my guy. Go out there and be great like we know you can. So, man, and then if you don't, come back here and play your ass off, man, so you can try to get closer to that ring.
What an 11-year run. That's something else. We're never going to get that again, Portland, and that's why I'm so pissed, because we might in Scoot. It's like a 2% chance.
Scoot says he's ready, so guess what? I'm a trust in the young man is ready and everything, and we'll go from there, because I didn't believe in a guy named Damian Lillard either, and he made me a believer, so maybe Scoot can have the same effect on us as Blazer fans. So that's going to do it for us. Joe is out, but he'll be back next week, and so we'll be a three-way again. That sounded weird. A trio.
We'll be a threesome again. Yeah!
So I want everybody to have a happy holiday. Please be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, and if you do, take tons of pictures, man. For my guy, Jordan Schultz, I'm Rashad Taylor. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.